Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Welcome to the House of Breakthrough. Welcome, everybody. First Buzz 24/7 of the new year. So here we are. Woo-hoo. Just chilling. Laura is at home on a video screen. She doesn't have the breakthrough, but it was a breakthrough.
Not that I know of yet.
Yeah.
Greg said your nose has been running, though.
It has been, and my nose has been running for like 4 days.
You know, everything's a symptom of COVID. Like, you just have a cold, and you're like, I got to take a test, you know.
Right, but I took a test on Sunday, negative, took a test yesterday, negative, I'll take another one today, see what it says.
I would ask you to take one right now, just to see, but I don't want to waste the money.
I paid $14 a box.
Did you order it from the state?
I was done with the free ones. I didn't have any more of those left. Okay. So I went yesterday to Walmart and bought three more boxes.
And Scotty's like, what do you have them for?
I couldn't. Okay. This shocked. Well, I guess it shouldn't shock me.
Before we do this, like, look,
we've done it twice.
I know. We're not going to talk a lot about COVID because everybody's been COVIDed out. But this is kind of funny because he's like, what do you need it for? I'm like, if you think you have it, you test yourself. That way you don't have to go to the doctor. And that's what Kelly did.
But I've got all my shots.
But you can still get it. Okay. That we've said, you
so
know that
die.
Right from the get-go.
And my boosters. All my kids.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So. People have all that stuff, and they're still getting it. It's called breakthrough, roadkill.
Yeah.
But instead of, you know,
getting it real bad
and going to the hospitals and the doctors and you're draining their resources by putting, you know, by sitting there just to get a COVID test when you can do it at home now. Very easy and simple, and they're giving it to you for free.
Yeah. And the U.S. government is going to be doing it too. But anyway, all right, so there's that. We're done with that. I did, you know what, there's something that happened over vacation that I didn't tell you. I just remembered it, actually, that I did not tell you.
What was it?
I confronted a porch pirate.
Whoa.
Yeah, right?
How did you know?
Well, it was pretty obvious, to be honest.
How did they get into that neighborhood?
I was out on my walk. True story now, okay? I don't know why I say that. Because, like, so are all the other ones I tell. I don't know. Whatever. So I'm out on my walk, and I notice that the delivery truck comes by. And it's a delivery. It's a big delivery truck. Not like a UPS or it's big. All right? They bust out a forklift bring this thing out. And they...
furniture or something.
I go on the walk, and then I come back, and I see what was delivered. Sitting right outside right there in the driveway, okay, of a house in my neighborhood. And it's a generator. In a box.
Yep.
A giant box that has a picture of a generator on the side. I mean, it's the box. And I'm thinking, I know they don't have a choice, right? As delivery people, they don't have a choice. But why would you put that? Why wouldn't you put it in a box that doesn't give away what it is? Because it's sitting out there in the driveway, and I'm thinking, if there was ever something that's primo to be stolen, a generator would be it. Yeah?
I heard this year more than ever that packages were not shipped in their brown box.
Yeah.
Everything was getting shipped with it's what it was. Like,
because
my friend
that
got a Blackstone.
There's a shortage of cardboard.
There's a shortage of everything, for Christ's sake.
It's a shortage of people to actually put these things into cardboard to get them shipped.
I know.
So, like,
driving
a Blackstone
crazy.
Came, it said Blackstone, and they were like, we're so glad we were home because somebody would see that and swipe it.
But a generator, right? I mean, that's a high-ticket item, and this was not small. Now, granted, not something somebody's going to pick up and walk away with. The thing was on a pallet,
but I mean,
a small pallet.
You can easily swing a pickup in there, and two or three guys can grab that and throw that, healthy guys, throw that in the back of a car and be gone.
So I saw it. Right? I saw it and I'm thinking, wow, that sucks. I mean, it's great for my neighbor who's getting a Jenny. Anyway, so I walk and I come back and there's a truck slowing down and then it backs up into his driveway. Now, I don't know this truck.
No.
I mean, I know the neighbor's car. Okay? I don't know the neighbor himself. I know what he looks like a little bit. And the guy that's in his driveway is not him. Okay? So he backs the truck up and he gets out. I'm like, if he puts down the tail of that truck, we're going to have a problem. I'm going to have to say something. Right? Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah. Yep.
You would.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or not say anything, but write down a license plate number because and do that. Description of the vehicle, license plate number.
So this is what I did. I walked slowly, kind of looking and making like I wasn't making it obvious that I was looking. And I walked in front when I got between the truck and the guy. I took my phone out and I took a picture of the license plate. I tried to be, you know, tried to pull a Laura J. Boyce and be all discreet about it. S-28 was back on duty. Felt like I was wearing my security.
S-28 is never off duty.
Good point. Good point. So I walk to the other side. And I start to walk up along the side of the driveway. And the guy is just too busy. He's got a two-wheeler. He's trying to pull the generator off the pallet onto the two-wheeler so he can get it on the truck. And I'm thinking, this guy's got to be a moose of a man if he's going to lift that thing. But I don't know. You know, sometimes movers, I watch the freaking mover pick up the dryer like it was standing still and lift it over the sink and put it in the little alcove. So I don't know what people can do. So I'm walking up the driveway. Now I'm alongside the truck. He doesn't see me. So I'm like, excuse me. And the guy turns around, looks at me. I'm like, who are you? Because you're not the guy that lives here. Right? And the guy's like, well, and he starts fumbling and fumbling.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm thinking, I got this guy.
Yep.
Now what do I do? Right? Maybe just tell him to leave. You know, I don't know. I'll call the cops or whatever. I don't want to get into a mess here. But I also don't want this guy ripping off my neighbor, whom I don't even know. And the guy apparently mumbled some bullshit. I don't know what he was talking about. But, you know, something along the lines of, I'm his father. But I didn't really care.
Okay. All right.
It was.
But still.
But I didn't know.
You didn't know.
I didn't know. I'm like, so how do I know? How do I know? I don't. I'm sorry. I said I'm just trying to be cautious.
Yep.
I'm just trying to be cautious here. You know, some bullshit. You know, his father, and the guys. You know, and all of a sudden, from the little ring doorbell, Laura, right? The little ring doorbell. I hear, it's okay. He's my dad.
But you know what? Your neighbors and everybody should be like, that's okay.
Yeah, they were. But I was kind of like.
Now, here's the
I
last
was ready,
part.
Man.
Here's what I want to ask that'll judge if you were a hero or not. Did you help him load it?
You're damn right I
All
did.
All right.
You're damn right I did.
If you would have just walked away, that wouldn't have been good.
Oh, because he's an older guy, and he was so funny. I mean, you know what I mean? He turned around. He was like, well, I'm his father. But I'm all kind of amped up.
Yeah.
I'm ready. And,
you don't know what's going to happen?
Yeah. I'm in paramilitary mode. I was ready for, you know, the guys to come out of the sky, the double helo chopper thing and ropes and stuff.
No, it was not that heavy.
But so the guy's like, yeah, he's my dad. You know, rah, 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 to the ring. And I said, okay. I said, I'm sorry. I saw this. And I just had to make sure. And the dad was trying to put it on the truck. And I said, let me help you with that. And
Taylor!
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Except I yelled, Caitlin.
Tyler,
and Caitlin came over and we put it up on the dolly and we put it into the garage. The dad let us in, you know, and put it into the garage. But I thought for sure I was getting into the mix of a situation there. I thought for sure I was breaking up a friggin' robbery ring. And then I was mad because
you were playing the tough guy and you didn't even have to be.
I wasn't the tough guy. I went in apologetically like, hey, I'm sorry, I don't know you. I wasn't, you know, but.
Hey, dickhead. Hey, sugar tits.
I just know I was just kind of. Well, would you, if it's your neighborhood and you see something like that, you got to say something. Guy never said thank you, by the way. The dad did, but the guy never on the speaker said thanks a lot. Never. Nothing. The dad was really nice. But anyway.
That was Look my, at you. Crime Stoppers.
Well, that's what I...
Hi, I'm Greg.
Look,
that's 28.
If you don't do that for your neighbors,
drop it, motherfucker.
Oh, whoa! It's our first day back, dude.
Okay.
Okay. Laura's not happy with you.
Sorry,
does
Laura.
Not like
I'm
that.
Yeah.
Doesn't like that.
Oh yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say. If you don't do that for your neighbors, they're not going to do it for you.
No.
Right? So, but all's well that ended well. Anyway, but that was my big porch pirate story. Arms, Dad. Oh, hi, Dad. Sorry.
No, you know what? I would have come over and thanked you after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like somebody was a dick to my dad in the lobby.
No.
Or anything.
Ooh.
Shut.
We won't say anything.
Why not?
Well, my dad's a very, like...
Your dad is a very nice guy.
He is. I mean, he's a big guy, so maybe somebody was intimidated. I don't know if you see a stranger, but as soon as they say, I'm Laura's dad...
It should be, hey, you're part of the family.
They should be okay.
Yeah, right.
Not like...
Yeah.
So?
Somebody got a little tough questioning. They pulled a tough questioning line with Dollar Dave.
Who in their right mind
would do that?
Not a good idea.
Yeah, good thing I wasn't...
My dad was like, who was that?
I want
that
you to know, not... had I seen that, you know what I'd have done. Yeah. I would have... Hammer would have fallen on that. That's Laura's dad. You shut it. Anyway, I was talking quietly because he was right outside the studio door.
That's what brought it up.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, I'm glad I'm not there.
So one of the managers came down as a guy, as a stranger in the lobby, which, you know, you got to be, hey, we've all done it. Like, yep. Hey, can I help you? Who are you? Kind of thing. And you know, Dave's a pretty big guy. Turn around and say, I'm Laura's dad. As soon as that happens, you're part of the family. Right? Welcome. Can I get you anything?
Yeah.
Whatever. And the guy persisted with the line of questioning.
Yeah.
What is your reason for being here? You know, that kind of thing.
My dad's just like, I driving around, she got into a bad accident and she can't drive.
Right.
And then it was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, she's working in the back studio. I'm not gonna sit in there while she's recording a commercial.
Like the fact that he even had to explain himself. Oh, what's going on there?
Yeah.
So you know though that we're busting that guy's balls, right? This is day one of us beginning to bust his balls.
Oh,
are you Laura, are you gonna say something to him?
No. I don't
He doesn't listen to this podcast.
Day.
He doesn't listen to this podcast.
Oh, I know.
Everybody else does, but he doesn't. I don't even think he knows how to use a podcast, to be honest with you. But anyway, now that the busting begins, as soon as this segment ends, I'm going to go bust his balls. I just want you to know.
I didn't know if you'd say anything.
What we were going to talk about, by the way, what I had for the Buzz 24/7 today, there was an article that came out about dick moves, the most universally agreed upon things that people do that, like, that's a total D move, you know. And I saw one of them. The biggest D move to me is more items than the limit on a grocery line. If it's a 14 item line and you roll in heavy, and I'm not talking 17, 18, I'm talking 40. Total D move.
Okay, but see, here's something about calling people out on it.
I'm not saying anything
because I think what happens sometimes, and it's happened to us once, register one where I go is a quick 12 items.
Right.
Now, I've gone and waited in line at number two, which isn't, and the woman said, hey, come on over here.
Right.
I didn't have 1,000 items, but I had 20. And the whole time, I was nervous that the person behind me was going to go,
call you out.
Hey, jerk.
Right.
Can't you?
And I'm wouldn't do that. No.
So.
I don't want to confront anybody.
No.
I'm just saying, but you see it and you know it's a D move.
Yep.
You roll in with 40 items in a 15-item line or 12-item line, you're just being a D, right? But the number one D move, according to this article, I don't know, I'll find out where it is from. But, it's BuzzFeed. Blocking someone else's driveway.
Yep.
That right there is one of the things I hate about yard sales. I hate them. I hate yard sales. People roll into your neighborhood at 7 a.m. We're having a virtual one. They roll in your neighborhood at 7 a.m. I get up. I look out the window. There's three cars blocking the driveway. Now, look, I'm not even going anywhere, okay? But the point is, who does that? Who does that? Parking across, blocking someone's driveway? What an idiot. There's no defense for it.
I used to live down the street from a funeral home. And one day... I got all. I was all pissed off about something, probably my life, I couldn't back my car out. I started
An idiot blocked your driveway.
Blocked the driveway, you know, and Yeah, I got pretty upset about that. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have, because I'm sure they were having a worse day than I was. But then again,
the dead guy isn't. He's already dead.
Yeah.
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 Laura, in your mind, what would be like, what do you look at and go, what a D move that is, other than grilling your dad in the station lobby?
I don't like people that just raise their voice for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, you before, like, talking at a normal, you know, level and figuring out the situation, people that all of a sudden just go from normal to...
Right. Because...
like, yelling. It's people why? Who get,
people
why do
who,
that?
People who yell get what they want. Because other people of common sense try, they just want to minimize the actual altercation or whatever. But people who don't give a shit raise their voice.
In some dickhead class, they taught people, you want to get your way, you raise your voice. Because the salesperson, the sales manager will come out and do whatever it takes to quiet that person down.
I love now they just throw them out.
Yep.
I just throw them out. Don't ever come back here again. I love that we're pushing back against that stuff. What about eating food that isn't yours?
Now, of course, that's a dare. I mean, we shouldn't even have to explain that to anybody.
But what if it's in your own house?
Well, if I come home, I go home and I eat Amy's leftovers, that's a dickhead move.
See, in my house, it's kind of game on, unless I put, you know, like, hey, don't put a G on it or something like that. It's kind of like, yeah, I brought it home, it's right there. But if it was someplace else, it would be a D move, I think.
Yeah, I don't think that's... That's not unless you say to me, "Hey, you know, I'm burned out on the pizza. You know, it's all yours." Mm-hmm. You don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
That doesn't really bother me. I don't know if it's in the fridge, eat it.
Mm-hmm. Had a person was driving through Maine yesterday. I thought of Scotty actually because I had a person that passed me legally, and then proceeded to go 10 miles an hour slower.
Yeah.
I wasn't ahead of them. I wasn't doing anything. I was just driving. They pulled ahead of me. They quickly pulled around me and then slowed down 10 miles an hour slower than they were going before because they were going my same speed about three cars back. And I thought, total D move.
Yep.
The speed limit was the same. So they weren't slowing down. So who does that? Are you looking for me to rear end you or something? I don't get it.
There's so many just jerks when it comes to driving.
Yeah.
And I know it's not a law in Maine and Massachusetts, mm-hmm. but in New Hampshire, if you're driving down a two-lane highway, the left is not a cruising lane. That is when you pass somebody and then you go back. And it's amazing, and I'm not trying to pick on Maine and Mass, how many of you will just sit in that lane and do 50, 60 miles per hour. And there is a line of cars behind you because I know what the sign says, you know, 55, 60. People aren't traveling that speed anymore. They're traveling
it's
70s
amazing.
And 80s.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So you're being a jerk.
Yeah, if you're not passing the car on the right, then you shouldn't be in that left lane.
Yep.
What about, have you ever taken groceries out, like you're on the grocery store and you're shopping and then you realize you don't need it or you don't want it, you just take it out of your cart and put it wherever you may be in the grocery store?
It only really drives me crazy when I go down an aisle and there is like a steak tucked into the chip aisle.
And the motor oil.
You just go, you raised my wolves.
That's one of the universally agreed upon
Okay, I know sometimes people get up to the register and they panic and they go, oh, I don't think I have enough. And okay, leaving some crackers out, some mac and cheese. But it's the guy who leaves the steak bomb that he had that was under a heating lamp is now in the Pepsi aisle.
Laura.
It bothers me because I go to the grocery store a lot. I haven't been able to Instacart in a while because I don't have a vehicle. But I hate when I'm walking around and I see that people just put it in the wrong spot. It drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm. Laura, you give Scotty your phone to look at a picture. You hand him your phone. He looks at your photograph. Oh, that's nice. And then starts swiping in your photo album. D move or not?
It depends. If it's roadkill, no, it doesn't bother me because I don't put any bad pictures on there. What pisses me off when this happened to me, I never keep a password on my phone. Had never done it before. And now in the last 6 months, I've had to because we were having whatever, a day fun. I'm taking pictures of everybody that's over, having a great time. Because my phone was sitting on the table. Somebody went through and deleted all the pictures of them out of my phone because they didn't like how they looked. That pissed me off because it was my phone. I took pictures of the day at my house.
Was it a girl?
And they went and...
Was it wasn't. It was a guy.
And deleted all the pictures that they were in, which meant deleting pictures of other people, which
so
that drove me crazy. So now I have a password on my phone.
The dude's a total puss. He's going to not, I don't like the way I look. What are you, Lindsay Buckingham? God, get out of here, that craziness. Get out.
I don't like the way I look.
Oh, my God. So that's so ridiculous. Let me see
but
here.
Funny.
Making impossibly this on the universally agreed upon a-hole moves, making it impossibly hard to cancel subscriptions. Yeah, I mean, a-hole moves, spam mail. Like, I got to go to, I got to unsubscribe from something I never subscribed to in the first place. Come on. Not replacing the toilet roll, toilet paper roll. Yeah, okay. That's good. Hmm. And another one is trying to enter an elevator before everybody gets off. Same thing on a bus. You got to wait.
Yeah.
Or a subway. You don't go in until people get off. Right?
And I will say, I got very angry for the longest time that, you know, when we were having the COVID in the beginning, when the grocery stores had the arrows.
Yeah.
There's, I mean, it was during the beginning of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think a D-move is? Standing up when the airplane lands and getting in the aisle. For the love of God. You're not. We're not going to be docked for 15 minutes.
At least.
What do you got? I mean, you know what I mean? Just why don't you just pop the hatch and jump out the chute? Just stay in your seat. It's ridiculous. What, Laura?
I was in a plane, and obviously, and I've talked about this many times. I travel a lot in planes. You wait. You're not going to go anywhere. And when you stand up, wherever you've been sitting for 4, 5, 6 hours, and your butt has not aired out, now I'm sitting, and I have to smell
spot
your
level.
Rear end.
Spot
That's,
level.
I am. It pisses me off. And it happened again. You know, at least, thank goodness, it was only less than a 3-hour flight. But people, you've been sitting for that long. You're going to have a stink. And my face does not need to be right where your butt is. I hate it.
There's
Sit
a bunch,
down.
There's a bunch
it's
more.
Your turn.
There's a bunch more on the list. If you want to see, you can go to BuzzFeed. But those are the things that universal D moves. So there you go. All right. Well, anyway, there you go. This is Buzz 24/7 for you. Off and running.
Your ass stinks.
Day one, we're complaining. Day one. Boy, what it's going to be. It's going to be a great year. All right, everybody.
Damn right it is.
We will see you tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Got to be old enough to remember that.
Oh, I love it.
We will see you.
Same bat time.
Same bat
channel. Same bat channel.
Have a good day, everybody.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.